Let the drama kick, the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Whatever you do, let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Don't the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die.
Yo, it's the Big Three Roll Up. It's your boy Silk reporting live from the motherfucking Flamingo. What's going on, baby?
This Cav, home field advantage.
In Newburgh.
What the fuck?
Well, I'm
home field advantage.
Well, I ain't been at the house last three times, so I feel comfortable, more comfortable today.
It's not an advantage. You was lit last week, not home, so.
Yeah, I know, but I was at my in-law's house, so I had to like sneak to bed. Tonight I just go in that bitch, I flop down on the couch. It don't matter.
Eat all the kids, Scooby snacks and shit.
Yeah, I had to go buy my fucking daughter a Lunchable today because I done ate all the fucking lunch supplies and shit. Well, it's like, what's Layla gonna eat for lunch? I'm like, shit, I don't know. I'll go get her a fucking Lunchable. And now I gotta lock that bitch up before I came out here so I don't eat that motherfucker tonight.
So how was New York, Bert?
New York was fun. I was there from Sunday until Wednesday, so I got in late last night. But we had a good time, man. We had a good time. My brother threw a big party in Brooklyn on Monday night. GQ was there. They wrote a big article. I tweeted that out. It was good. It was a good time.
So your brother's still going to hire me? We talked about this shit earlier.
Yeah. He needs a chitlin maker.
I got it, man. That's fine. I cooked the shit out of some chitlins.
Can he
bro.
Put you on the chitlin station?
Hell yeah.
Okay, we're going to bring chitlins.
False Tato motherfuckers, frying. Whatever you need me to do to get to New York, bro.
Yeah.
I just need a nice pad. Don't put me in no little small-ass closet apartment.
Yeah, no, they're doing really – he's doing really well. We'll put you in a New York City penthouse overlooking the park.
That's dope.
We need to get him to cater the Big Three Roll Up fucking launch party for the season.
We do. Maybe – actually, you know what? I was thinking about maybe –
a launch party?
I just made that up, but yeah. Fuck it.
And I just rolled.
Fuck it, let's roll.
I just rolled with it. That's the first we've ever talked about it, and I just acted like it's something we played.
Yeah, I was like, I thought y'all was keeping the black man out of some shit, man. I'm like the launch party. What the fuck going on?
We were throwing a launch party without Silk. No,
we were
but
thinking about replacing you before then.
Before
y'all probably
the season
having
starts,
that bitch too, right?
Yeah, probably.
What the fuck happened with that? What is that? What is the Pepsi thing?
I didn't even see it. I was in New York, man. I don't even know what's going on with this.
Yeah, they did a commercial that got a little weird, man. They like killed all the isms with the Pepsi, man. They gave a cop a Pepsi and that answered all the world's problems. How y'all feeling about spring football, though?
I feel good. Felipe Franks.
They gave the cops a Pepsi and they killed all the Muslims?
I don't. By the time I saw it, they weren't even showing the video anymore. They were just a screenshot of it. So I have no idea.
Oh, all right. Never mind. Yeah, y'all feel about
Kylie
football.
Jenner had, like, she gave a cop a Pepsi, but doing that, like, it was a bunch of, like, I guess, I don't know, sexisms, racisms, a lot of isms and shit that all got solved when she gave the cop the Pepsi. She was kind of fucked up, but.
Yeah, it's like giving Coach Mac a Pepsi and thinking that all the QB issues are going to be solved. It
you don't
ain't
need
that easy.
Pepsi, bro. You just need, it ain't you just that need easy. The logo. He just so need the here, logo.
So here's, what, the logo, here, bro. Here's why I said I'm excited about spring football because of Felipe Franks. Because I think Gator fans are just psyching themselves up because the day that we hear that Malik Zaire is coming to Florida, everybody's going to be fired up for it. Everybody. Felipe who? When Malik Zaire transfers. Am I right or wrong?
You said when like it's inevitable.
Yeah. They need a quarterback.
Hey, I'm still fucking with OVO, man. I'm a Franks guy, man. I'm riding with Franks for the future, dog. I called him before, like, spring football star. I said Franks is the guy. And I'm sticking with that. If Zaire comes, I think he got the heads up because Matt liked to play safe. But I'm going to still go with Franks finish. At some point, even if Zaire comes, I think at some point Franks, it's Franks' job, man. He's going to be the guy going forward.
I mean, they really do have the weapons. I mean, Callaway, Tyree, Hammond. I like Hammond.
Don't you be honest on this show, Kev.
No, I've always been honest on this.
What? You've always been honest on this show.
You're telling
on
a lie.
On this topic.
You're telling a lie when you're not. Oh, man. I don't even.
He wasn't even trying to tell a lie and told a lie. It's so natural. He's a natural.
He's so caught up in. He's telling lies inside of lies, I guess is what I was trying to say.
Yeah. It's called in the lie matrix. But how you feeling, Kev? I heard Rotisserie's playing pretty good out there, man.
Who's that? Who's that?
Rozier, whatever his name is.
How do you say his name?
I call him Malik Rozier.
Well, you're the Canes insider, man.
What's going on?
Hit us with the intel, Kev.
No, everyone's saying I know people that have been to like the full practices. They go there and they act like they're high school coaches and they get to go to full practices. They said he's been the best, like most consistent with the ball, not turning the shit over. Say Jax, he shows flashes, but he's fucking erratic. Like we know that.
So Berg lied.
Nah, Jack's just trying to give Jack's sandbagging.
Nah, Berg
Jack
lied.
Is sandbagging. That's what I heard too. Jack's sandbagging.
Jack's sandbagging. That's my man.
But yeah, they say Malik, he won't turn the football over. He gets it to his guys. He's not going to wow you, but he's – I mean, with our schedule and our defense, we don't really need the quarterback to be fucking taking unnecessary risks, is my opinion.
Yeah, y'all good like that. It's...
I mean, with our schedule, yeah, I feel like we are.
So how y'all feeling, man? In Florida State land, I heard Midget Akers is out there.
So why do people think he's 2'8", dog? Tell me that for a second.
Hold on. You guys need to recap this because I saw glimpses. See, I'm not in like fan Twitter as much as you guys are, so I only see some of the stuff y'all retweet. But like, I was dying. What?
Dog, what that shit was hilarious, bro.
How did it start?
Someone said he was short. Like. A couple weeks ago, this kid JP said Cam Akers was short. He saw him in a picture. Said he
fucking Ferrelli. Fucking Ferrelli shrunk his ass.
Ferrelli shrunk him and said, oh, the Florida State Twitter says this guy's 5'11". And he fucking shrunk him to be about 2'6".
Like a Photoshop?
Yeah.
That's the one I saw. He's like running between the offensive linemen and he photoshopped him. He looks like he's about 3'4".
And then someone said, is this Photoshop? And I lost it. I almost crashed my car.
I shrunk the 5-star, bro.
I shouldn't be tweeting and driving anyway. But when I seen that shit, I almost fucking.
That shit was fucking hilarious. Ferrelli went on Twitter that day. I ain't gonna lie about that shit. That shit was hilarious.
So. Is that still going? So what else? I saw some other stuff going on Twitter that just amazes me. Like, y'all fight about the same stuff over and over and over.
It's how Twitter operates, man.
I saw today one of the...
It's a few.
This came from the pod. One of the things on Twitter everybody's arguing. Who can beat FSU? Miami or UF? I saw
we're
that.
Not talking about that shit.
We're not talking about this on this pod.
Yeah. No, I'm not...
See, Berg's been setting us up for this shit.
No, I don't even want to talk about it. I'm saying this is the stuff that I see that you guys argue about. Then there was another one, something about it's so funny how
he's about to say something slick. He's acting like he don't know what he's talking about. He's like, oh, something about. He's about to say something really fucking slick.
He's been thinking about it all day. Yeah. Motherfucker, think he's slick.
Go ahead, Berg. What's something you just popped into your head?
Nah, it's just the. I don't know how – do you guys enjoy arguing on Twitter or do you explain?
If I have the time, hell yeah. I just don't have the time lately. I mean, if I had the time, I'd argue with these motherfuckers all day.
Today I was at the VA, so I had all the time. I had 9 o'clock appointment. They didn't see me until like 12:15 and shit, like after lunch. They're like, oh, we're going to lunch. Like, bitch, I got a 9 o'clock. They're like, bitch, we got lunch.
I think Kev's Twitter game has been really suffering because – You're now in the number one spot. Like it's a tough spot for you to be in. It's uncomfortable. I noticed that your tweets just aren't as good as they normally are because you're coming from a perspective maybe that you're not used to being in.
Hey, Berg, my shit ain't fucking suffering. You look at my messages, dog.
I think almost everybody that follows you will agree that your tweets have been suffering because
it's this motherfucker.
It's a different Kev. Yeah. Like you're used to being on the mountain. How long has Miami been number one in recruiting now? Like going on 3-4 weeks.
I don't know. Right, you know say, better say, than me.
You need to find your
top 10 and not missing at all, Kev.
On Twitter because I feel like you just lost your edge or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like you've become soft on Twitter.
So you feel from top 10 not missing at all, Kev.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm top one right now, motherfucker. Besides me, shit. Ain't no top three, bitch.
I just think, like, you go through streaks of it, man. Like, you got to kill the volume sometimes. He's just not volume tweeting right now, but I still think
Oh, no, I was voluming today.
Same energy.
Today I was, yeah, this morning I was volume tweeting like a motherfucker. I was at the VA. I took a phone charger. Motherfuckers, I don't understand how I wake up and everything you missed was people dogging Amon Richards. I'm just like,
I saw today, the Amon Richards. The Amon Richards stuff.
I saw that. They're like, oh, SEC Networks, of course, got the best stat, best wide receiver core. Ellipses. Yeah, but it's like ellipses, Amon Richards sucks. I'm like, how do you get that from that?
I mean, that's how Twitter works, man. I can't dog Amon.
Because Richards ain't in the SEC. He told Saban, no, thank you. So he's just in the ACs. Just let the man live.
I had another question, Kev. I saw on Twitter today people were calling Miami's indoor an arena football field.
Because they think it's 60 yards, but it's 120 yards. An 80-yard field. Because Rick posted a video that was like a 3-second video, so they made all their inferences from that. When the $34 million is,
I'm saying y'all can use one field at a time. So what are they are? I mean, you can't use two fields at one time. So one field's what? It's not 120 yards.
Yeah, it's 80 and 40. There's two different fields, just like their practice facility now. It's three different fields. Yeah.
But they're 100 yards.
Why did they build a 60-yard field?
They built an 80-yard field and a 40-yard fucking field.
You know we play on 100 yards, right?
Yeah, but you don't practice on 100 yards. You're not running 11 on 11 from that.
Practice how you play, Kev.
We're not.
Who the linebackers are here.
the linebackers are here. I mean, we break off in position.
You know, like in basketball when they practice on 8-foot rims. It's more about setting up your offense and running your schemes.
I know it's funny.
How do you practice Hail Marys on the 60-yard field?
Well, it's an 80-yard field, and none of our quarterbacks are going over 80.
What?
It's 40.
It's 80 and 40.
So the 40-yard field. It's like 7-on-7. That's it. So y'all are 7-on-7 champions indoor.
If you put our fucking team together, yes, we'd be 7-on-7.
Not even outdoor 7-on-7. They're indoor, like indoor track and field. The indoor 7-on-7 champions.
I can see why you say that, though.
Okay.
I can see why you say that.
Maybe if you donated some money, they'd be able to add the other 60 yards.
I mean, the shit costs double what Florida's or Florida State's cost, though.
Ask Mark Rick.
But it's like half of it.
So, like, the money's...
That's the price. No, it ain't.
No, everybody. I mean, you just get what you... Everyone's always said
it costs more.
Miami didn't have enough money to fire Al Golden. They didn't have enough to buy him out. They didn't have enough money to hire Rick. They didn't have enough money to get coaches... we ever heard of before.
Then you said it costs more, but... Are you finished, bro? You said it costs more, but it costs more to build a 3-2 in Miami than it does in Gainesville. It's just the cost. That don't mean it's better, because it's definitely not better.
Hey, Kev.
I should kill it.
Hey, Kev, once the indoor is built, will Baez still have to tweet out weather reports?
Wait, hold on, man.
Yeah, you got another 3 years for that bitch to get built, so probably so.
3 years?
No, it's gonna be ready in 2018.
But they put that shit on layaway.
Holy shit! somebody called that shit the what do they call it? There's some good jokes out there, bro. Somebody called it the Storm Shelter 18 or some shit. That shit was pretty hilarious, bro. Hey, Bird, which bars you hit when you was out here in Vegas?
Went to the Cosmopolitan, which is kind of across the street from you. We got a table in Caesar's Palace. That's where I got kicked out of.
That's right,
and
next
then
door. Where is Caesar? Which spot?
Omni, I think it's called. The club's called.
Yeah, I'm looking at Omni right there. It's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I can see it.
Right there. Shit.
I got kicked out right on that sidewalk right there. They kicked me out, too.
What are you doing, mooning people?
Something like that. And then
something like mooning people?
And then I went to...
You're fucking flashing your dick?
No, I was not.
Something like mooning people.
Kev, chill. chill, bro. Don't get all excited. I was not whipping my dick. Chill.
Pause, man. Pause.
I got him. Woke up.
Pause, really man. Woke up when I said that. And then, oh, Brooklyn Bowl. There's a place called Brooklyn Bowl. It's like a
bowling, fucking bowling. Out there. Awesome.
This nigga went bowling in Vegas.
What are you guys getting tonight?
We're gonna just walk around, do some sightseeing and shit like that at night. But I mean, Esco is at Dre's, so we hitting Esco. We hitting Dre's, man. See what Esco talking about. Yeah. I know he trusts me, so I ain't getting shot in that bitch. So we good.
What is this your first time in Vegas?
Oh hell no, nah, bro! I'm cultured out here, man.
Oh, I thought this was your first time.
No. It's my wife's first time.
Okay.
Trying to show her a better life. Just kidding, baby.
Hey, let's get some callers on. Y'all ready?
We got callers.
I think we got callers. TJ, we got callers.
Let's do this. Can I hang up on people this week?
Yo, we're back on the Big Three roll up, and we got some callers on the line. So let's get through this. First caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And what program do you represent?
I'm Travis. I'm from Metamora, Illinois, and I'm repping the Canes.
Illinois.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Illinois? Why are y'all right. fans from like fucking the middle of the country and shit? What's going on, man? You good?
Everywhere.
Yeah, I'm good. I mean,
all right, what's your question, Chief?
One of the big questions you guys have asked all the time is, who's the second best program between Miami and Florida?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Moving forward today, who has a better quarterback situation, Miami or Florida?
Oof. Jesus.
Man, who's the tallest midget?
I mean, I'm going to say Miami. Malik has played. He's been in the office. He's been in school for, 3 years. He's won a game.
I missed the question. What happened? I missed the question. I'm sorry. What happened?
Who's the better quarterback situation between Miami and Florida?
Shit, we do. The fuck out of here with that shit. Y'all about to start a freshman. They ain't even on campus. The fuck out of here.
We're going
to
start Malik Rozier.
What do you mean? He is on campus. Jack Allison's been there for a year.
All the insiders said Perry's starting, so I ain't listening to Kev. Or the guy that's just called in. I'm listening to the insiders.
No, he asked. He didn't say nothing. What do you mean the guy who just called in? He just asked.
He just asked us our opinion.
Well, I'm telling
you. What's your opinion, Bert? Hey, because you know me and Soap's opinion. What's your opinion?
Are we – can I – without Jack or with Jack? Because with Jack.
God damn it, Newberg. Is he in the motherfucking depth chart?
Yeah. I mean, God damn.
You're only going to start one quarterback.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That's true. He has a valid point.
You're only starting one. Okay.
I'm glad you brought some common sense to the show, bro.
I'm going with Florida and Malik Zaire.
Right, baby. Yeah.
But he's not even on the team.
Yeah.
Hey, so, man, chill. It don't matter.
He right, might so not even Florida start. Desire.
OVO, who do you baby.
Think? Yeah, who do you think, man?
Oh, I think...
Caller.
Oh, caller.
Oh, who I think?
No, yeah, I mean, what do you think Miami situations look like? Who do you think starts for Miami? Game one.
I think it's going to be Perry and Rozier, and then Perry's going to take it over later in the season.
I got a question for Miami fan.
Hey, Miami fan, this is what I have. Yeah. If you have a 40-yard inside playing field, how do you practice Hail Marys?
It's not 40 yards, man.
How 40 yards? Hang up, Berg.
All right,
40 yards, bro.
Our indoor practice facilities more than Florida State's and Florida's combined.
Oh, now he's lying. He fits right in.
The cost, Miami. Hey, all right, man. Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Who we got next, DJ?
Hey, well, I'm going to tell the story about how me and my wife went to dinner and motherfucking it was just your family. And
yeah, my wife keep talking about that shit, too.
Only, like, one person recognized me. Like, oh, Kev for the wedding, but I ain't sitting next to him. So when I went to go sit down, like, people thought I was at the wrong table. But I was like, should we wait on Corey? And then I was like, nah, we're here. We're in this party. We'll just go sit down.
Sit down and turn up, bro.
Just vibe with motherfuckers. And Marlon wasn't there either. So we were just
he wasn't there yet?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know nobody, but fuck it. I mean, we're here, they're here. That's the table we're going to. Might as well go get our seats and get a drink at least. Shit. We was invited. It's not like we're just intruding on motherfuckers.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's not like you crashed the shit.
Yeah. But then I got to talk to
the white guy.
No, but then I got to talk to him. Like, no one said anything. So what if I just went and sat at a table where I really didn't know anybody? Like, how long before someone says something? Are people just, like, too polite to be like, who the fuck are you, bro? Like, what the fuck
are you doing? Probably because they didn't do the inviting and shit. It's not their shit, so they probably just like, all right, maybe Corey know this motherfucker.
Yeah, maybe he's the brother-in-law's friend. Maybe the juice.
Yo, welcome back to the Big Three Roll-Up. We got a caller on the line. Who's this? Where are you calling from, and what team do you represent?
Man, it's Jordan calling from New York, and I represent Florida State.
You ever eaten Newberg's Brothers food?
Who?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your question? Newberg
brother, Newberg brother said, go to Chinese off of Canal Street. You ever been down there?
Yeah.
That's what's up. What's your question?
When is Florida State going to have the next commitment? And when Kev going to unmute me off Twitter?
You got the man mute.
Who is this? Who is this?
You know who this is?
Know who that man is, bro.
No, now
be a little bitch about it.
Takeoff kid. Yeah, bitch, I got you muted.
Yeah.
You know I got muted.
Hey, Jordan, take off. Hey, I got a quick question.
What up, boy?
Hey, you know how
to
big and tall store? You know how to big and tall store? I heard they making a different chain for Cam Akers called Midget and Short. You heard about that shit?
You about the same height as that nigga.
Hell no, I ain't 5'6". Get the fuck out of here. That nigga about 5'2".
Yeah, Cam about 5'9", 5'10". You about to say height.
Who's 5'9"?
He's not 5'9". He's about Kevin height. Kevin Hart size in Cleveland.
No, if I'm 5'9".
Cam like 5'9".
No, if I'm 5'9", then Cam Akers.
He said
like
Cam.
Six.
He didn't say Kev. He said
Kev. Hold on, Kev. Hold on, Kev. How tall are you?
I'm about 6'1".
You see him in person?
My height, bro.
Sure. I ain't saying 6'1". I give him 5'9". Y'all niggas, y'all playing too much with a 5'6", 5'5".
When's Florida State gonna get their next commit? I'm gonna take a stab at this one.
Okay, go ahead.
I will say
spring game.
Asante Samuel will be their next commit.
When?
Why him? Why not light him? Since he's the dream school.
Well, I thought Taron Vincent was going to be your next fucking commit like 2 weeks ago, so I don't know shit. That's Berg, man. I don't know. I'm going
to go. Yeah, the guru got that one wrong, too. So
I'm waiting for y'all to stop talking. I didn't get that one wrong. Anyway, listen.
Yeah, Newberg got me talking shit all over Twitter looking dumb.
Oh, shit.
Well, I do the same thing every day, so what's the difference?
He lied to you, bro. I mean,
you have analyst expert next to yours. You could do that.
I do not have, nor should I. All right, now's a good time to actually get into this because I think a lot of Florida State fans are kind of freaking out seeing what Miami's doing, Florida's not doing shit, but seeing what Miami's doing. And
you got to stay focused, bro. That's the problem. You're not focused.
Florida State fans need to realize there's a bigger picture to all this. Like, just the way that Florida State's recruiting 2019 right now, they were recruiting 2018 a year ago. So they're not going to do anything out of character or off the script just to go learn. They got a bunch of guys that are
bullshit.
They got a bunch of guys that are on the board, and they're going to recruit that. You know, they're not going to press them. They got times when they're going to commit. I tend to agree with you. I think the first guy that might be pulling the trigger, based on his own timeline of decision-making, would be Asante Samuel. He said potentially at the end of spring, maybe early summer.
All right, wait, why are we on him? How y'all feel about Asante Samuel?
He's too little for me. I take him because he's a four-star, and he, you know what I'm saying, he got the name behind him, but he's too little for me.
Preach to the choir, bro.
Why do you say that?
Because he is, motherfucker.
I mean, if we're going towards the big corners like Mack and Ramsey and them, then
yeah, but he's different, bro. Yeah, I know everyone wants the big corner now, like that's it. But Asante Samuel is a fucking technician, bro. Like, he's
that.
You can take him undersized.
He's not. chill with all that technician shit. He's good, man. He's not upper echelon like that. Be calling him a technician.
Not like he can. On top of that,
if he gets that jam off, he's decent. But off ball, he's not putting his hands on people. He's very suspect. He's not a technician.
Yeah, and
how fast is he?
Listen to the DB guru.
So
how fast is he really?
Not that fast.
No, he can run.
You
got to
be a speed.
All right. So the first thing Florida State does is they watch the film. The film is what is weighted most heavily in evaluating when it comes to what they do at Florida State. Then
yeah, he just got off the phone with Jimbo, so this is accurate.
then they'll kind of match it up with the other things. But nothing – so if a kid pops at a camp or something, you know, the first thing they're going to go back and do is watch the film. If the film doesn't match the numbers at the camp or the results at the camp, like if a kid's a camp hero – but he's not doing it on Friday nights on film, it's not going to work for them. So Asante Samuels does it on Friday nights.
What is going on? More than he turned off the video and not the fucking
thought. Oh, shit, my bad.
Asante is actually better. He's better on Fridays than he is in camp. He's not even that good at camp.
Oh, shit, my bad, bro.
Every time I see his
eight different ways to interrupt me on this podcast, and that was by far the best.
I'm drunk, bro. Sorry about that. I pissed live on the podcast. Nigga.
Yo, we're not going to edit that shit either. We're letting that ride.
Nah, dog. What the fuck?
Of course not.
Was that the Bellagio fountain or was that your dick? Was that the Bellagio fountain or was that your dick? Was that the Bellagio fountain or was that your dick?
Pause,
man.
Pause. We got him.
Record scratched the shit out of that.
Even the caller was like, what the fuck?
All right, man. Right, good call in, dog.
Hey, appreciate the call. Right, come back next time.
Hey, let me ask you this right quick, and then I'll decide if I'm new you. How do you think Miami's class sticks? Like, not number one in America, but you think this –
Kev's getting nervous. They've been on top for 3 straight weeks, and Kev just can't contain himself.
I mean, you're getting a little nervous, right? Like, this class
– It's a good class. It's a good class. It'll be – I really think you only have one 5-star in it, and it'll be Lingard, which is why I think Florida State will pass it. But it'll be top 5.
I don't think Miami will finish with the one class, but you see them, what, a top 7 class, top 10?
Yeah, they should.
I'll
see
top 10. It should. If you keep everybody committed other than Joe.
It should be top 5, top 7 this year. I think Lingard will stick. I don't know about some of the other guys might not stick.
Joe might not stick. But he's the only guy I'm really excited about right now. It's Joe.
Yeah, Joe's not going to stick. He's just
– Yeah, he's in full uniform.
I think he's going to Michigan. I think he's going to take a visit to Michigan when he gets to Connecticut, and it'll be a wrap.
He's just out there in Atlanta, Ohio State, and Michigan territory. He's going to be able to take several visits during the season.
Yeah, I think Michigan's
good call there, man. Hey, you've been on a long-ass time. Berg ain't hang up on you. That's some Florida State bias.
He's an FSU fan. I'm a homer.
That's how we do. You know that's how we do.
All right. Kev, can you unmute him? That was a good call. And he answered a question for you. Can you unmute him?
Unmute the man. You can't take the heat, bro.
Hey, I can take the heat, but he already asks me all the time, so I pretty much don't got to mute it. I just can't read his shit that's not for me. So that's fine. That works for
all parties
involved.
Sound like you can't handle it. Sound like you can't handle it. This is what it sounds like to me.
Oh, we got a 561 number? Yo, who is it?
Yo,
who the fuck is this?
Hey, big three row up. Who's this?
Grunz.
Who?
Grunz.
Grunz, what's going on, baby?
Oh, Grunz is a guest. Grunz was at my school practice the other day. Grunz is a high school coach.
Oh, wait, you're
all, before we get started with Grimes, first thing I want to ask, where the hoe is at?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Grimes, hey, me and you got the bet about Stacey Coley, Travis Rudolph, who gets drafted first. You still feel confident about that, or?
Absolutely.
Hell no. Nah, dog. Hey, settle the bet now, bro. Settle that shit.
I don't like the bet against a 5'6" kid, but I just feel like.
Cam, give him a buyout, bro. Give Grimes a home team.
Hey,
buyout.
Just give me a practice pass, dog, on one of the scrimmages. Oh, get me into the fucking Miami final scrimmage, dog. We'll call it even. $20. I'll even give you 20. I'll be like, me give you 40.
That shit free. You just come with me. I'll put your name on the list.
All right, we'll talk about this shit off air. Go ahead.
I got a question. Grimes, who you got? Grimes, you coach of Palm Beach County. What's the best player in Palm Beach County 2018 cycle?
2018, best player in Palm Beach County, Jared Jackson.
Okay, best DB.
Best DB.
That's this cycle.
Let me just cut.
That's this cycle, bro. Who's better, Gervin Hall or CJ Smith?
CJ Smith. That's what. Cut to the bullshit.
That's what he wants to know.
Gervin by far.
Yeah, we told him.
Who is we, motherfucker?
Why do you say that? Why do you say that, Grimes?
He's more versatile. He's a big hitter. He covers everything. He's a better athlete.
Okay. So you're gonna take Kev to the spring game? Can we get that done? Because we need him to cover the game for the podcast.
Miami too dysfunctional to have a spring game, but I'll take him to the practice.
Okay.
Elaborate on dysfunctional. Hold on.
No.
Grimes been to more Miami shit than he's been to Florida State shit in the last 10
down
years.
Down the street, bro.
So, Grimes, yeah, before I let you go, I got a question for you. If Florida State's the top team in the state, who's number two right now?
I like to see what Charlie Strong got going on this year.
Shut the fuck up. All right.
Get his ass up out of here, bro. Grimes up out of here, bro.
All right, Grimes.
Grimes up out of here, bro.
Shoot your call.
That was good, though. That was a good troll. I actually
think there's some validity to that right now.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
Listen, keep me out. 11 games.
Get out of here, bro.
They have
Quinton Flowers.
Name one QB on your roster right now that you'd rather have than Quinton Flowers.
Name one roster you would have rather have. I don't want that fucking roster.
So I
heard
think,
the logo.
I think right now
my helmet.
They lined up. I think USF would probably beat UF, and I think they'd give Miami a good game.
Give me this year right here. You think Texas had better talent than USF?
I think Texas. It's certain positions, but I think a lot of that had to do.
No, overall, do you think Texas have more talent than USF?
I think I would not take those Texas kids, man. They're so spoiled. I think that was the issue over there. USF has a bunch of rejects. They got a bunch of kids that the Big Three didn't want. They got a bunch of kids that, you know, came back.
What's his name, too, right? Brennan Powell?
Hey, Corey, I suggest
you got Cronkite.
Oh, Cronkite, Corey. That's what I meant. Cronkite.
Corey, I suggest you tread lightly on Charlie Strong because he's probably going to be the head coach at Florida in 2 years.
No, just we won't hire careful. Black guys as coaches.
Just be careful
like
what
that.
You say about Charlie Strong on the podcast because TJ will pull the tape once they hire
him. Pull the tape, dog. Listen, they're not going to hire. You know how fast they'll call him nigger?
Yo, easy with this.
Bro, what'd
you say?
He doesn't. He's
outrageous. Not going to hire Charlie Strong,
he's
bro. Y'all crazy?
Who's not hiring Charlie Strong?
UF.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to
hire no fucking Charlie Strong.
Yes, they will.
So they'll hire him and have Franks? They're not going to have a black quarterback and a black head coach. Stop that shit right now, Berg, before
hey, Berg,
it's fucking
listen.
Out of hand.
Hold on.
No, wait.
Go ahead. Yeah,
can I tell you what
they are?
What you say?
Why they are going to hire him?
Yes, yeah. Give
or
us
do,
the
or
reason.
Do y'all want to talk? Because if y'all want to talk,
go
ahead.
Go ahead, bro.
They're going to hire Charlie Strong because they always go opposite. So they went from Steve Spurrier to a defensive-minded Ron Zook. Ron Zook failed, so they went to an offensive-minded Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer leaves, so now they go to a defensive-minded Will Muschamp. Will Muschamp fails, so they go offense. All right, do you see the trend here? They're going to go
defense. Who told you that?
Who told me
where did you hear that? You didn't just come up with that. No, you were looking at like,
I get what he's saying.
Now they're going to go opposite.
They'll never hire a defensive coach again because they all have failed. None of them have been successful. So they'll never hire a defensive coach again as a head coach.
I don't think Ron Zook was as bad as people think.
He was shitty, Kev. My next thing is they passed on Charlie the first time and hired a guy that had no experience, and Charlie had experience.
Okay,
they hired Muschamp as an assistant.
USF
was disrespectful.
Built to win. USF won 11 games last year.
I don't think they care about that. Louisville was ready to go. They was balling, okay. And they hired the assistant from Texas. And that was disrespectful to Charlie then. Why would they hire him now?
Who the fuck do you think the Gators are going to hire? I mean, they just hired Jim McElwain.
Exactly, motherfucker. And the money ain't the issue. It's just Foley was cheap.
Yeah, but hold on.
We're not even.
We won 10 games.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are we talking about?
Did we fire McElwain? Is this breaking news? Did we fire McElwain?
Yeah, I did.
Berg fired Mac and hired a black guy. You know this nigga lying.
Yeah.
You think Charlie Strong is going to coach the game against Miami in 2019?
I do. Yeah.
I do too, actually.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to tell Silk he should save these. All this Charlie Strong slander because it's going to come back twofold on him.
You guys probably going to bring a Pepsi to that game because you guys think Charlie Strong is going to be fucking coaching Florida Gators.
What do we got?
I don't drink Pepsi. If you ever fucking go to a bar and be like, I want a rum and Pepsi, I'm pretty sure they'll kick you out. It's like, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, that's security. That's a fact.
All right. We got a Pepsi drinker here.
So go.
Care fact.
What are you going to play? What kind of games do you going to play tonight in the casino? Are you a blackjack guy?
I'm just blackjack, man. I'm just a blackjack guy.
Get on the craps table. Get on the craps table.
All right, we're going to end this podcast soon because my wife is getting a little antsy with this shit.
All right, well, she's been a good sport. Tell her thanks for letting us crash her birthday vacation.
She said thanks, babe. Say hello to the people. She's just staring out the window like a kid. Like a kid staring at the playground and shit. She's staring out the window, dog.
We're going to have to get your wives, both y'all wives on for a show.
Nah, I can't lie. If she's actually on it. Yeah. How am I going to lie about cheating if she's on there? I can't do that. It's weird.
All right. Well, it was a good show. Thanks for coming on. I'm leaving.
I thought you just kicked me just off.
I'm leaving.
All right, man. Another big free roll-up, man. We have a guest for y'all next week, man. We had one canceled this week. We have a fire-ass guest next week. Big free roll-up. We out here, baby.
All right. Good show.
Who canceled?
Was that the Bellagio fountain or was that your dick?